In sport, American Magic will be on the start line for the semi-finals of the America's Cup Challenger Selection Series starting on Friday in Auckland. Skipper Terry Hutchinson says work to repair American Magic's damaged AC-75 following the capsize is ahead of schedule, but he was coy about whether the team had replaced parts like for like or had used the opportunity to upgrade the boat.
They're making really good strides, and still a bit early to say when we'll sail next week, but we look forward to getting back out on the course with Lunarosa on Friday.
Terry Hutchinson. Auckland mixed martial arts fighter Dan Hooker has been beaten in the first round of his UFC bout in Abu Dhabi. American Michael Chandler dominated from the opening bell. The referee stopped the contest in the first round. 30-year-old Hooker went into the bout ranked sixth in the world. Shane van Gisbergen thought his New Zealand Grand Prix chances were all over when he accidentally set off the fire extinguisher in his car just before the race. Van Gisbergen was forced to start the 66th running of the GP from pit lane because he didn't make the grid on time. However, he roared through the fields to take the lead with 10 laps remaining.
Some nupty went to start the car and push the fire extinguisher button, so it was a bit of a panic. That was my fault, but yeah, I thought it was all over, but man, the car was awesome, perfect safety car, and then I don't know how the front wing's still on the thing. I had to rough up a few guys, but that was unreal.
Andre Heimgartner finished second and Matthew Payne third. England cricket captain Joe Root has scored his second 150-plus knock in two tests with an imperious 186 against Sri Lanka in the second test at Gaul. England, though, are still trailing by 42 runs with just one wicket left in the first innings. They're 339-9 in reply to Sri Lanka's 381. And Manchester United have beaten Liverpool 3-2 in their fourth-round FA Cup match at Old Trafford. Koina ngā pūrongo hākinakina.